Okay, today's daf Shabbat, daf Nun Zayin. We're at the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph at the beginning of the sixth parak. We just spoke about what animals may and may not leave the your domain with. We're talking about what women may leave the private domain with on Shabbat because it's jewelry. I mean, they're allowed to wear it. Anything that's an article of clothing or jewelry, you'd be allowed to wear. But there's specific gzeiras with regard to things that we're concerned may be taken off and carried in the process. So what are those things that women are allowed to wear out of the house, and what are they not allowed to wear out of the house? Me isha yotze, uvme eina yotze. So what can a woman go out with, and what can a woman not go out with? Lo tetze isha lo b'chudei tzemer, lo b'chudei pishtan. So strings of wool or strings of flax, she should not come out, go out with, because we're concerned that she's going to take them off. Velo b'tzuot shebirosha, not the straps in her hair. Velo titbol behem adje tirapim, and she cannot go to the mikvah with those strands in her hair until she loosens them so the water can go inside, can go underneath them, because there can't be any separation between the water and the contact with the skin. Velo b'totefet, velo b'sarvitin. So we're going to talk about what a totefet and a sarvitin are, but the two things worn on the head, bizman she'inan tfurin, as long as they're not sewed down. But if they're sewed in, then she's allowed to, because she's not going to come to take them out. Velo bekavul l'rishut rabim, and she may not go out with a wool hat into the rishut rabim. Velo beir shel zahav, and not with this jewel called a city of gold. Velo be katla, and she can't go out with a katla. We're going to talk about what that means. Velo be nizamim, she can't go out with nose rings. Velo be tabat she'en alei achotem, and you can't go out with a ring that doesn't have a signet. Velo be machad she'en anekuva, or a needle without an eye. Ve'im yasta en achayevet chatat. But if she goes out with those things, she's not chayevet chatat. It's a rabbinic prohibition, because we're concerned that she's going to take them off and carry them in Rosh Hashanah, which would be a deraita prohibition. Gemara, tevila man dakar shema. It's interesting that our Mishnah mentions tevila. It says that that she can't go to the mikvah with these things in her hair. Well, who's talking about the mikvah? We're talking about Shabbat here. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav bar Avuha, Matam Kamar. Yeah, I was giving you the reason. Matam lo te isha b'chutei tzemer, v'lo b'chutei pishtan. Why can't a woman go out with strings of flax or strings of wool? Because the rabbis taught, on a weekday, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah with these things in your hair. Until you come to loosen them. And since you can't go to the mikvah with them in a weekday, until you loosen them up, you shouldn't go out with them on Shabbat at all. Because maybe she's going to happen upon a situation where she needs to do a tevila shel mitzvah. And then she's going to loosen them up because she realizes she can't go to the mikvah with them on. So she's going to loosen them up in order to go to the mikvah, and then we're concerned that she's going to come to carry them. So the reason we mentioned the mikvah is because that is the reason you can't wear them. Meaning, in general, we're not concerned that she's going to loosen these things and carry them. They're tied in her hair, and she likes them there. But you have to loosen them to go to the mikvah, and maybe she's going to need to go to the mikvah on Shabbat. In which case, while she's walking, she needs to go to the mikvah on Shabbat. Then she's going to loosen them because you have to loosen them to go to the mikvah, and then she might come to carry them. Ba mine or Rav Kana, Rav Tichi Chalilta Mai. So a Tichi Chalilta, which are threads that aren't really woven together. Amarle Arig Kamarta. You're talking about woven things. Kol Shu Arig Lo Gazru. Right? But all woven things never had this gzera about women not wearing them out. Itmar Nami, and it's the same idea was stated. Amar Rav Huna Berei Rav Yeshua Kol Shu Arig Lo Gazru. Right? That anything that was woven, they never made a gzera about. Ve'igda Amri, and those who say Amar Rav Huna Berei Rav Yeshua, name Rav Yeshua said, Chazina La Achvute De Lo Kaptan Alayhu. You know, I saw that my sister was not makbid on this, meaning they weren't makbid to take off these woven strings, because the water is able to get underneath them, and so they're not a separation between the water and the skin, right? But if you notice, we taught Rav Huna's statement in two different ways, right? We had an ikda amri, which means another teaching or another way of stating what Rav Huna said, right? So the originally, Rav Huna said that all woolen, all woven articles of clothing are completely fine, and they don't serve as a separation between the water and the skin. And then they said, and then Rav Huna said, you know, I saw that my sisters are not makbid on these things. So what's the difference between these two statements that we brought in Rav Huna that's essentially teaching the same thing? Ma'ika ben hach lishna ben hach lishna. So what's the difference between these two lishonot of Rav Huna? Ika ben ahu de tinfad. Right? There's a difference as to whether or not, if they made them dirty. Right? Lahach lishna da amar kol shu arig lo gazru haninami arug. Right? So according to the lashon that says that all woven things, they never made a gzera against to take them off before you go to the mikvah, in which case you're allowed to go out with them on Shabbat. So that's fine, because it's woven, in which case there's no problem, even if it becomes dirty. But according to the second Lishna, which is just about what they would generally do, if they're generally makbid to take these things off before they bathe, since they're dirty, they're certainly going to want to take them off before they bathe. In which case, if it's just about what women are generally makbid about when they go to the mikvah, then if they're dirty, bathing. Meaning, the case of his sister is talking about bathing. And from the fact that they're not makbid to take them off when they take a bath, we see that it must be that the water, does go through these areas and still touches the skin. In which case, if they're not makbid, to take them off, that means we assume that the water does go underneath them. So if the article of clothing is dirty, then we have to be concerned that they are going to be makbid to take these things off, and then you might come to carry them. However, if we say that no, the gzera was just never made on woven things, then you're fine either way. Tanan hatam be'ilu chotzitzin be'adam. Right? These are the things that serve as a chatzitza for a person going to the mikvah. Chute tzemer, so woolen strings, chute pishtan, and flax strings, v'artzut sheberoshe habanot, or the bands, the straps in a woman's hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel tzemer veshel se'ar ein chotetzin. Something made of wool or something made of hair do not constitute a separation for the purposes of going to the mikvah. When you go to the mikvah, by the way, just so we're all clear on that halacha, when you go to the mikvah, you can't have any separations between the water and your body. You need to be completely clear of separations. You're not allowed to have anything on your skin generally. That's the general principle without getting into too many details. But if it's loose enough that the water gets under it, then you're fine. If mesha hamayim ba'in bahen, right? So you're allowed to wear things made of hair or of wool because water penetrates right through them, in which case it's not going to serve as a separation. Number of Huna v'chulan v'roshe abano sheninu, right? And Rav Huna added a statement that all things on the heads of women are allowed. That's what we taught. Matzki v'la Rav Yosef l'me'ute mai, meaning Rav Huna wanted to clarify that everything that we just mentioned of the strings of wool, the strings of hair. That's only talking about on the heads of women. And what we challenged, Matzki v'la Rav Yosef l'me'ute mai, meaning, what did you think, what else would we have been speaking about? Meaning, what is there a reasonable assumption to be made that we could have been suggesting, oh, these things are not allowed to be on those parts of the body, even though you would have assumed that they would be allowed to? Meaning, what are you coming to exclude by telling me that we're talking about these things are allowed to be on the head of a woman? Meaning, where else did we think they would have been allowed to be that you had to come and clarify that wasn't already obvious that they weren't allowed to be there because they would have served v'chatzitza. Ilem elimute tzavar. If you wanted to say that, no, he told you that all these things that we taught, the strings of hair and of wool, they can't be on the head and they also can't be on the neck. And that's what he wanted to come and teach you. Don't think they're allowed to be on the neck, they're not allowed to be on the neck. Udumai. In which case, what is he actually coming to teach you? If you want to say he wants to come and to exclude, tzemer. He wanted to make sure that you know that, wool strings are not allowed to be on the neck of a woman, even though they're allowed to be on the head of a woman when she goes to the mikvah. Since we see that something soft, like wool on top of hair would be chotzitz, would form a separation. Rach agabe rach mipaya, right? So something soft on something soft, like this wool on the skin, isn't it all the more so it's going to serve as a separation? In which case, why would you need to come and tell me that? Bring up this added exclusion of don't think that you're allowed to put these woolen strings around the neck. Right? If I'm not allowed to put them around the head, don't I know for sure that I'm not allowed to put them around the neck? Because if something soft on something hard, like wool around the hair, is going to serve as a separation, all the more so I know that something soft on something soft is going to serve as a separation. And the assumption being that because it's soft, it's going to get closer into the skin. Meaning because the skin is soft, the wool is able to really sink in there and make it much more difficult for the water to penetrate that area. Right? In which case, there's no need for you to teach such a thing. Rather, it's to come and exclude, maybe you want to say it's to come and exclude the strings of flax. Which are a little bit harder. Hashta kashe agabe kashe chotzitz. But since the flax on hair serves as a separation, as an interruption between the water and the hair, kashe agabe rach mibaya. Isn't it that much more obvious that something hard like flax on something soft like skin is going to serve as a separation? Meaning, if flax, which is hard, serves as a separation for hair, which is also hard, then all the more so if you put flax around the neck, it's going to come and serve as a separation because the skin is soft and so it can sink that much deeper into the skin and make the water that much harder to get there. In which case, we have no understanding of what Rav Huna was trying to tell us. What was he trying to be mechadish for us that wasn't obvious? Great, you told us that we were only talking about hair, that these things were only mentioned in reference to hair that's allowed, but all other parts of the body are not allowed. But all the parts of the body are obvious. Ela amar Rav Yosef, hainu tamed Rav Huna. Rather, Rav Yosef says, I'll tell you what Rav Huna meant. Levisha ein isha choneket et atzma. Right? We have an assumption that a woman is not going to tie something too tight around her neck because it's not comfortable. It chokes her. So the assumption is that she did it very loosely, in which case the water would be able to pass through and it wouldn't serve as a separation. So what Rav Huna was trying to say, essentially, just so we get his point clearly, what Rav Huna was trying to say is, even though the Tanakhama said that these things serve as a separation around the hair, right? That the wool, the flax, the hair, serve as a separation on a woman's hair, he only meant the hair, says Rav Huna. He only was talking about the hair. There wouldn't be a separation in other places. What other places are you talking about, right? Are you talking about the neck? Because the neck would all the more so be problematic. So there's no way that Rav Huna meant that the Tanakhama was only made it usher when the strings were on the hair, because they were going to separate between the water and the hair, right? If he was talking about the neck, all the more so it's going to be a problem, because the hair is hard, but the neck could even go in deeper and serve as a greater separation. Rather, says Rav Huna, no, because women tie these things loosely around their necks. And so I wanted to teach you that he was only saying as usher to put these things around the hair, which is generally tied very tightly, but around the neck, which is generally tied very loosely, that even the Tanakhama, says Rav Huna, would agree that that's perfectly allowed, because the water is going to be able to get through. I'm going to challenge that from a Mishnah. Abaye challenged it. Habanot yotzo bechutin shebeoz nehen. So women are allowed to go out with these strings in their ears. Avalo bechavakin shebet tzavarehen. But not with chokers around their neck. But if we have a chazaka, if we assume that a woman is not going to put something around her neck that would be significantly uncomfortable, then why shouldn't she be able to go out with this thing around her neck, right? Because seemingly, if it's not going to be that tight, she should be allowed to go to the mikveh with it. And if she's allowed to go to the mikveh with it, she's allowed to leave it on. She's allowed to leave it on for Shabbat. Amar Ravina Hacha beKatla Askina. Now we're talking about a specific thing, a specific type of thing they put around their neck called a katla, which is supposed to make your neck look more plump, and the appearance was a big was exactly they were davka. If you put it around tight, it makes your neck look plump, and that was what they were going for. So they were willing to discomfort themselves for the sake of that appearance. The isha choneget et atzma danichala shetire kebalad basar. Right, that a woman would put something very tightly around her neck in order to make her neck look more plump. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel tzemer v'shel sear ein chotzim mipnei shamayim bayin ben. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, wool and hair, things made of wool and hair, don't constitute as a separation between the skin and the water when you do tefillah. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yehuda, Bechutei Sear. The Halacha is like Rav Yehuda when it comes to strings made of hair. Amar Le'abaye, Halacha Miklal Depligi. What do you have to come and tell me that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Does anyone argue with Rav Yehuda? Rei Vechiteima, Ilav, Deshaminan, Mitanakama, De'ayir Bechutei Sear, Iunami Lohavimayri. Right? And if you want to say, yeah, the Tanakama argues, right? Because how do the Tanakhama argues, because if the Tanakhama, okay, sure, the Tanakhama did not mention hair, but if the Tanakhama believed that hair was, if the Tanakhama believed that hair was allowed, Rabbi Yehuda would never have felt like he had to go and teach you, oh, and by the way, I hold that hair is allowed. No, the only reason that Rabbi Yehuda would have to stand up and say, I hold that hair is allowed, is if he knew the Tanakhama, who just stated his opinion, said that hair isn't allowed. So we're going to say that no one argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and if you want to tell me that Svara, which we just mentioned, mentioned that the Tanakhama must argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda felt the need to stand up and express his opinion. Kashem Kamar. Maybe he was just he wasn't saying I argue with you, Tanakhama, in that I hold that hair that strings made of hair are allowed to be there. Maybe he was just saying that that the Tanakhama, just like your mode to me by wool, so too you should be mode to me. You should admit that I'm right here also by hair. I mean, he's not saying I'm saying hair because I argue with the Tanakhama. He's saying that I say hair and I believe the Tanakhama agrees with me. In which case, it's lav davka, it's not mashma from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda raises the strings of hair, that he's davka doing that to be cholik on the Tanakhama. Maybe he believes that the Tanakhama agrees with him. Chihechi de mudaitu li bechutei se'ar, odili nami bechutei tzemer. So says Rabbi Yehuda, just like you agreed to me that strings of hair would be allowed, so agree to me also that chutei tzemer are allowed. Meaning, I think I explained that a little bit improperly. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to tell the Tanakhama that the chutei tzemer are allowed, that woolen strings are allowed, right? And Rabbi Yehuda knew that the Tanakhama must hold that strings of hair are allowed. So he said to the Tanakhama, well, just like you hold like me regarding strings of hair, you should also hold like me regarding strings of wool. Meaning he wasn't bringing up strings of hair to say that this is what we're cholek on. He's saying, I know that we hold differently by strings of wool, but you hold like me in strings of hair. So if you hold like me with strings in hair, by the same logic, you should hold by me with strings of wool. He's not bringing that up to argue with the Tanakhama. He's trying to find the common ground between them and use that to advance his argument. Itmar, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Modim Chachamim, L'Rabbi Yehuda, Bechutei Se'ar. Right? And we have an idea that corroborates this interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda's statement, because it was stated that the Chachamim, meaning the Tanakhama, accepts Rabbi Yehuda's Ashita when it comes to Chutei Se'ar. So here we have an explicit teaching that the Tanakhama accepts Rabbi Yehuda's teaching about strings of hair, in which case we don't believe that it's a machloket. Tani Nami Hachi, similar to Anabraita, Chutei Tzemer, Chutzin, that flax strings serve as a separation between the skin and the water. Chutei Se'ar and Chutzin, however, strings of hair do not separate between the skin and the water. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shatzema v'shalsear, Ein Chotzin. And then Rabbi Yehuda says that both tzemer, both, sorry, I think I said flax before, both wool, v'shalsear, and of hair, Ein Chotzin, do not serve as a separation. And from there we see that Tanakhama holds that by strings of hair, he would clearly, they don't serve as a separation, and they agreed to Rabbi Yehuda on that. We corroborated that idea, both from a Mishnah and from a Braita. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Matnita Nami Deka Dekatani. Oh, and we have another Mishnah that supports that idea exactly, that the Tanakhama agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Yotze Isha Bechudei Se'ar. A woman may go out with strings of hair tied in her hair. Bein Mishala, Bein Mishal Chaverta. Whether it's her hair or someone else's hair. Mani, whose shita is that? Imle Ema Rabbi Yehuda. Right? If you want to say that's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why would we be singling out strings of hair that she's allowed to go out with? Rabbi Yehuda would even go further and say that strings of wool she'd be allowed to go out with in her hair. Rather, it must be that we're talking about the Rabbanan Shita, who only allow for her to go out with strings of hair and not strings of wool, and that would imply that the Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yehuda, in which case, that which we brought up earlier, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that was unnecessary to say, because no one argues on Rabbi Yehuda, that Tanakhama agrees. Lo betotefet. She's not allowed to go out with something called a totefet. My totefet. What is a totefet? I'm Rabbi Yossi, chumrata de katifta. Right? It was a certain thing that you would wear around your neck, in order to protect you from an ayin hara. Amar le abaye tehave kekmiya mumcha. But wait one second. If it's really protecting you, then it's like an amulet made for, refuah purposes that is proven effective, in which case she should be allowed to go out with it. Why should she not let her go out with something if it's for refuah, if it's helping her, if it's keeping her safe? Vetishtari should be allowed. Ela amar Rabbi Yehuda, mishmei de abaye. Apuzainu. That what it really is like a headband with like a big gem. It's a jewel that wraps around the head. Tana Namihachi, some Tana Brita, Yotze Isha be Savka Muzuhevet ube Totefet ube Sarvitin Hakevuin Ba. Right, similar, we taught in a Braita that a woman is allowed to go out with all these bangles and bands and jewels wrapped around her head. Eza totefet ve'eza sarvitin. Now, what is a totefet and what is a sarvitin? Amar Rabbi Abahu, totefet ha mukefet la me'ozen la'ozen. A totefet is a piece of jewelry that wraps from ear to ear, sarvitin hamagin la ad lichaya, right? And sarvitin is something you put on the head and that drapes down to the cheeks. Amar Rav Huna aniut osinotashal mine tzivonin. So poor women would make these jewels out of, or would make this decorative hairpiece out of colorful clothing. Ashur osinotashal kesef shel zav, and rich women would make it out of gold and silver. Below be kavul, you can't go with a woolen hat. Amar Rabbi Yana. I don't know what this kavul is. E kavla de avda. If we're talking about a certain hat that slaves would wear, tanan aval kipa shel tzemer shapir dami. Right. In which case, a normal woolen hat should be perfectly fine. Odila kipa shel tzemer tanan. Or maybe what we thought was aser was the wool, was the normal woolen hat, and all the more so the woolen hat for slaves would be a problem. Right. The kol shekain kavla de avda. All the more so. A couple of the woolen hat of the slaves would be a problem. It makes sense, Tanan. It makes sense to assume that we were talking about a normal woolen hat that a woman's not allowed to go out with. But Tanan Mihachi and Sumutana Brighta Yotze Isha Bekavul Ube Istama Lechatzer, right? That a woman is allowed to go out with a woolen hat. Or with an istama into a yard, into her yard. Rabbi Shimon Lazar says you can even go out with a woolen hat into the shudarabim. Klal, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, but Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar taught us the following rule: Kol shehu lemata mina shivcha yotzin bo, kol shehu lemata mina shivcha and yotzin bo. Any ornament that is above the hat you can't go out with, but any ornament that is below the hat you're allowed to go out with. Or the svara is that a woman's not going to take off the hat because she wouldn't reveal her hair in public. My istema. What is an istema, by the way? We mentioned it, but we didn't say what it was. I'm Rabbi Bau, bizione. An istema is something called a bizione. Okay, great. My bizione. What's a bizione? I'm a rabbi, I'm a rav, kalia peruchi. Right? It's a scarf that was used to hold back the hair. There are three things that we thought about in istema. In bamishum kilayim, right? There's no problem of kilayim. There's no problem of shatnez with an istema because this scarf was not made by weaving the strings together. They were just pressed together, but they have to be woven together in order to be a problem of shatnez of wool and linen mixed together. And they can't contract tuma from a tzarat. And yotzi melushutarabim mishum Rabbi Shimon. I'm sorry. And you can't go out with it into a public domain. And, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Amru, and in the name of Rabbi Shimon, they said the following teaching, which was also taught in reference to an istema, Ein ba Mishum Itrot Kalot, right? That it's not subject to the decree about the crowns of brides, right? In the time of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, they made a decree this common crown that was worn by brides on their wedding nights should not be worn out of commemoration for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash.